As we come together now, let us prepare our hearts and minds to hear once again the story of Christmas. Let us gather on the hillside to hear the message of the angels, and then hurry to Bethlehem together to join the shepherds and the wise in adoration of Mary's newborn child. In this service, the scripture and the songs combine to reveal God's loving purposes as they unfold from the Old Testament to the New. Let us join our hearts and our voices in the joyful carols that tell the good news of the prophecy and its fulfillment. As we are gathered here now, may we remember all those in the world today who, like the baby Jesus, have no place to lay their heads. May our hearts be turned toward those who need healing and comfort and hope in this season. May we be reminded by God's loving kindness towards us to generously share what we have been given with all who are in need. And now will you pray with me the prayer Christ taught us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven, and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice.